Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. And today we're going to find out if there is good debt. And then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. So welcome back to The Will Evans Show. I'm your host, Will. And before we kick things off, I need to ask a favor of y'all. If y'all can like this show, subscribe to the show, follow, whatever your app prompts you to do, if you could do that, and that would really help me out. Just kind of helps more people hear about this show. And then always share and talk about this show with others. Tell your coworkers, tell your friends, your family about it, and say, hey, you need to check this out. Especially if you are on board with this plan, and you're saying, hey, I'm wanting to live this debt-free lifestyle. A lot of people don't even know what that looks like, and they don't even think it's possible. So make sure you share this show, previous episodes, this episode. This is going to be a very good episode today. And I posted on my Instagram, and you can always find me on Instagram at I'm Will Evans. That's I am Will Evans. You can DM me, do whatever, but I posted on my story and I said, is there such thing as good debt? And I think that it was probably my most liked question that I've put out there, or I've had the most responses to this. And I think it's because everybody has their own opinion when it comes to debt. You know, for me, I believe what it says in scripture. Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is slave to the lender. So what does that mean? Hey, that means that when you have debt, you are enslaved to someone else. You have a master that you have to do what they say. When they say, hey, this is due, you have to pay that. If you don't, they just tack on a bunch of fees and a bunch of interest comes with that. So I believe when scripture gives us a warning about something, you should avoid that at all times. And a big warning that scripture gives out multiple times is debt. So debt is not a sin, but debt keeps you from doing what the Lord has called you to do. You cannot impact the kingdom as well as someone who doesn't have debt. So you can't impact the kingdom as well as you want to, or even as much as you are called to do, when you're strapped with student loan debt, credit card debt, all of these other debt payments that you have. Because what happens when you have this debt? The margin in your budget is not there. So when someone says, hey, I need help, or you see someone in need, you can't say, oh, well, I don't have the money because I have a $750 car payment. You can't impact the kingdom. You can't be generous when you have all of these debts because you have no margin in your budget. So that's kind of my take on debt. And obviously, if you know me, then you know that I'm anti-debt. Kendall, we don't have a secret credit card. We don't do any of that. We live a debt-free lifestyle, except for when it comes to our house. We did take out a mortgage for our house, but we did that without going into debt to build our credit score. You don't have to do that. You can get a mortgage without a credit score. It's possible because Kendall and I did it. And you can go back and listen to a previous episode where we talked about how does manual underwriting work for a home loan? If you want to buy a house without a credit score, how does that work and what does that look like? You can go and listen to that episode because I think it shocked a lot of people that it is possible to have a mortgage without a credit score. So the old saying of, hey, you have to have a credit card to build your credit score, you don't have to do that. You don't have to build your credit because the only reason you build credit is to take out more debt. Well, if you choose to live a debt-free lifestyle, you don't need this credit score. It doesn't mean anything. And so I posted and I got a lot of responses, and a lot of people said, hey, a mortgage. A couple people said credit cards. A couple people said, hey, debt is not inherently good. And I thought that was really good. I really liked that because they were saying, hey, not that all debt is like good, or all debt isn't bad. But even when you look at scripture, there is always a warning with debt. So debt is not inherently good. It is not good. But when it comes to, say, a mortgage, hey, maybe it's a little less risky if you can do it the right way. If you can take out the mortgage the right way, then maybe it's not necessarily bad. So I thought that response was really good. So I wanted to break down a couple responses and just kind of answer the question, is there such thing as good debt? And so, you heard my story. I'm going to break down some of the warnings that Scripture gives about debt. And then we're going to unpack and answer the question, is there such thing as good debt? So I've already said Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule over the poor, the borrower is slave to the lender. Staying in Proverbs 6:1-5 says, my son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands in pledge for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said and snared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. So the scripture, it warns against entering into financial agreements hastily. Because what does that lead to? It leads to bad and undesirable consequences. And so let's really unpack what this scripture is saying. If you have guaranteed someone else's debt, or if you have gone into debt yourself, what should you do? It says, so do this if you've done that. If you've gone into debt, do this. To free yourself, since you have gone into debt, go to the point of exhaustion. And give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep for your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. What that means is you have to go to work. You have to do whatever it takes to get out of debt. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber. That is hard work. That's what that means. So it says, hey, if you've fallen into debt, because all scripture gives is warnings about debt, hey, do not do this. But if you do, do this. Work like a dog. Allow no sleep to your eyelids. Or no slumber to your eyelids, no sleep to your eyes. And then it says, free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. And I love what Dave Ramsey does in his Financial Peace University classes. He shows a clip, and it is showing a gazelle running away from the fastest land animal, which is the cheetah. And what's crazy is he says that, I think it's 1 out of 15 or 1 out of 10 or something like that, a crazy number, less than 10% of the time, the gazelle or the cheetah catches the gazelle. And people will say, oh, well, that seems weird, because all the videos I see is the cheetah catching the gazelle. But I love how Dave explains it in the video. He says, well, one, the reason that the gazelle can get away from the cheetah, and the reason the cheetah is unsuccessful a lot of the times, is because one is running for their life and the other wants lunch. So that is what you got to think of. When you have gotten yourself into debt, you have to treat it like a life or death situation, because you cannot do what the Lord has called you to do when you are trapped with the weight of debt. What else comes with the weight of debt? You know, we see the number one cause of divorce in America is money problems, money fights with your spouse. So we know that, hey, debt leads to so many problems in your life, and it's outlined in scripture so perfectly. What do you do if you find yourself in this situation? It literally says, so do this to free yourself. Work as hard as you can. That means you're going to be working overtime. You're going to be picking up a second job for some of you if you don't have overtime, or maybe both. You're going to be selling stuff. You're going to be sacrificing. You're going to be doing all of this stuff because you are trying to get out of debt. And this is a warning that I see in scripture and that I am taking seriously, because I know what happens, and I know the way that you feel right now, trapped by the weight and the burden of debt, because I was there. Kendall and I were trapped in debt. We had student loans. We had a car payment. We had all of these things, and we needed to get out. Psalms 37:21 says, the wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Another verse talking about debt. Ecclesiastes 5:5, it is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. This is kind of where I get a lot of my thoughts and thinking when it comes to student loans. Hey, you take out the loan, you should repay that loan because you signed the dotted line. Not saying it's wrong. It is not saying that it's wrong and you're something's going to happen to you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying for me, it's a personal conviction because I know what it says. It says it is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. So when I say I'm going to pay something back, I'm going to pay it back. Romans 13:7-8, give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. What does it say? Hey, even though we all hate taxes, we all hate sending money to Uncle Joe for them to mismanage our money, we still owe that money. So we're going to pay taxes. And this even goes deeper than debt. Hey, if you owe someone respect, then give them respect. If honor, then give them honor. And it says, let no debt remain outstanding. Proverbs 22:26-27, do not be the one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Another warning about debt. Do not put up security for debts. Do not shake hands and pledge. Because if you do that, your very bed will be snatched from you. You are risking other things when you have debt. Because if you cannot pay it back, there will be consequences. Those were a couple scriptures on warnings against debt. And then the thing with debt and the question of, is there such thing as good debt? My answer is that I would agree with one of the comments and responses I got that debt is not inherently good, and the Lord does not bless people with debt. So what I mean by that, I do not believe that the Lord will use debt to bless someone. And even when it comes to a mortgage, I believe that the true blessing of home ownership comes when you pay that debt off in full. So right now, Kendall and I, we just got into our house. I took a step away a little bit to record this podcast while Kendall is working and some of our friends and family are helping. What we need to understand is that the Lord does not choose to bless you with debt. And even the only debt that I will not yell at you for is if you take out a mortgage, as long as you do it the right way, making sure it's no more than 25 to 30% of your take-home pay, and you put up a good down payment, And then from there, you pay it off as fast as you can. Because, like I said, the true blessing of home ownership comes once you pay that mortgage off in full. Because everything changes. You're no longer enslaved to the mortgage company. You no longer have the risk of losing your house if you don't make the payment. You own that house free and clear. You're listening to The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We've been talking about, is there such thing as good debt? Basically, if you skipped ahead, the answer is no, because the true blessing of anything is once you have no debt. And where financial peace comes in is when you have no debt. So again, if you have any questions, you want to learn more about this, reach out to me on Instagram at I'm Will Evans. That's I am Will Evans. And you can always find that in the show notes. Click the link and then I'll have all my socials on there. You can always find me. Feel free to reach out to me. I love hearing from y'all. And with that, we have our question of the day. And it says, is now a good time to buy a house or should I wait until I'm debt-free? And I love this question. I'm going to answer it right away and then we'll unpack it. You should wait until you're debt-free to buy your house. And the reason for that is because buying a house is very expensive. And I can tell you, I've spent so much money recently on doing a lot of work on a house, from painting to scraping the ceilings to buying new furniture. There's so much stuff that you have to buy when it comes to home ownership. And it goes back to what we talked about earlier in the show of, hey, when you have debt, you have less margin in your budget to do stuff. So if you will walk out the baby steps, baby step one is save $1,000. So once you get that, then you move on to paying off all of your debt using the debt snowball. From there, once you're debt free, then you move into raising that $1,000 to a fully funded emergency fund. And then you start saving for a down payment. And you can do this a couple of different ways. If you want to start investing in baby step four, which is 15% into retirement, you can start doing that and saving for a down payment. Or you can say, hey, I'm going to grind. I'm going to continue the gazelle intense of saving for a down payment as quick as possible. And I'm not going to put anything in retirement. That's fine. Or you can do, hey, I'm going to grind on down payment for the house, and I'm going to do, my company offers a match, so I'm going to take the match. That's what Kendall and I did. So we were grinding on the down payment, and then she had a 5% match at her work, so we took that 5% match as well. But I'm telling you, you're going to get yourself in a tough situation if you try to buy a house and you are not debt-free, because there is so much that goes into buying a house, and also, you're going to have to compromise and sacrifice on things for the house that you originally wanted but you no longer can afford. So now for Kendall and I, we are saving for the things we want in the house, and we don't have any payments that we have to make that hinder us from doing that. So that is why I always suggest you wait to buy a house until you are debt-free. Now some of you say, hey, well, I've already bought a house. I got all this debt. That's fine. You still need to pause everything you're doing on the house and I'm not saying pause on the mortgage, but all the extra stuff you're doing, you need to pause that and start paying down the house or paying down your debt as quick as possible, because everything changes when you have more margin in your budget, and that is where true financial peace starts to come in. As always, it's a huge thank you to Ben for making the show run. He's always helping me out, getting this show out there to all of you. Remember, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.